Every once in a while, we turn to interesting people in the world of technology for what we call an app chat. That's where we get recommendations for applications, apps. You can download to a smartphone or a tablet computer or whatever app-friendly gadget you may have. And with summer just around the corner, some of you may be lucky enough to be planning a vacation. So we've brought in Lauren Good to give us some vacation-related apps. She is a senior editor at All Things D, the technology website. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me. It's great to be
here. Now, we've got a bunch of apps on an iPhone that is now in my hand here, and the first one is called Pack the Bag. That seems like a good place to start, so I'm just going to press on this. What do you do with Pack the Bag?
I love Pack the Bag. This is a really great free app for iPad and iPhone. Sorry, Android users, but it is just for iPad and iPhone right now. It breaks luggage down into categories, and then within that category, there's a tab that says, you know, do you want to pack your sunscreen? Yes. Do you intend to pack your sunglasses? Yes. And you just check them all off, and you go through this massive comprehensive list, and then you can set a reminder on the app that'll tell you when you're supposed to start packing ahead of your trip. And this is the best part. You can email it to your friends. Now, I'm assuming this means you can email it to perhaps your spouse or your partner or somebody that, you know, watches your back as you're packing to make sure you're not forgetting something.
So now let's say that I'm driving to the vacation spot as opposed to flying or taking the train for that matter, and I have a problem with the car. It looks like there's an app here that's just for me. Toonyfish?
I have to say, it sounds better in theory than I actually found it to work. Fortunately, I did not find myself stuck on the side of the road when I was relying on Toonyfish, but it's a 99-cent app. It works on iPhone, iPad, Android, and BlackBerry. It's not just for changing tires. It's going to help you check your belts, change your oil, jumpstart your car, all of that. The idea is that it crowdsources videos from users that can post their videos to the app showing how you would do something like that. Except that most of the videos I found were actually, I'm assuming they were shot with some sort of head camera.
Like on their forehead, like a miner's lamp or something.
For example, or like a GoPro camera, that sort of thing, because I couldn't really see some of the actions the person was taking. You may want to have some familiarity with how to do these things before you head out onto the road. And then maybe if you need an app to jog your memory, this could be helpful.
So assume that we get to our destination and it's a country where they speak a foreign language. What can I use for that?
Google Translate is probably the fan favorite here. It is free. It works on Android and it works on iPhone as well. And Google claims there are more than 63 languages available. This is great for punching in short phrases or simple phrases. But once you get into more complicated or long blocks of communication, some of the translation, it still might not make that much sense to you.
Oh, sure. I mean, this one here on this phone is set from English to French. So I typed in smartphone. It gives me the spelling of the words in French. And let's see if we can hear it.
Téléphone intelligent.
Téléphone intelligent. Okay, so it gives me a pronunciation and everything else, but I guess we have to remember that all languages are not necessarily literal at all times, and so you may have a completely different meaning from the literal expression that is used.
You do have to keep that in mind.
One final question. If you happen to be vacationing at the beach, is there an app that can protect your smartphone from sand and sunscreen?
I don't think there's an app that can protect your smartphone from sand and sunscreen. There are some apps out there that claim to help you monitor your sun exposure. They take your location based on the inherent geolocation abilities of the smartphone, and they'll tell you what the UV index might be for that day.
Oh.
But it's not as though there are sensors built into the phone or the app itself that are actually going to be able to gauge for you in real time the kind of sun exposure you're getting. I've tried a couple of these apps before, and at times they've said to me, you could still stay in the sun for 4 hours and 39 minutes before reapplying sunscreen. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm definitely going to get a sunburn after that amount of time. So I would not rely too much on those kinds of applications.
Or you could use the smartphone or even the iPad as a kind of visor, like put it out on your forehead so that you have shade for your eyes.
Well, these devices can overheat, so might want to keep that in mind as well. But I like the way you're thinking, Steve.
All right. Lauren Good, I hope you have a good vacation wherever you may go this summer.
Thank you. You as well.
She's a senior editor at All Things D, the technology website.